Let's get an update now on the latest job numbers just out this morning. The Labor Department says the economy lost 216,000 jobs in August, and the unemployment rate hit 9.7%. The report shows that while the economy continues to shed jobs, those losses are getting smaller with each month. Frank Langfitt covers labor for NPR, and he's here with us in the studio. Good morning, Frank.
Good morning, Ari.
Okay, so you've been following these numbers for a while now. What's the big message that you get from today's report?
Well, the good news is the recession is almost certainly ending. Job losses are ebbing. We're losing less and less each month, as you just said. I mean, consider at the height in January, we lost 740,000 jobs. The bad news is the labor market is just murder. People are getting stuck out there. One thing that economists are looking very closely at is long-term unemployment. That's people who've been out of work for 27 weeks or longer, and that number's continuing to rise. It's now close to 5 million. The reason's very simple. More people are losing their jobs, but employers are still nervous about the recovery, and they're not really ready to hire.
Okay, so if layoffs are ebbing, when do you think hiring might start to increase?
Well, economists often look at a couple of indicators to get a feel for that. And this is frankly the worrying part. It looks like it's going to be some time. One thing that economists look at is the work week. Right now, the average is 33.1 hours. That's close to a historic low. There hasn't been any movement in the last month. What that really means is employers cut workers' hours a lot this recession. And so they're going to have to first start restoring them before they do any new hiring. Another indicator that's really important is temporary services. And that was down this month, back in August, down 6,500 jobs. Now, companies usually start hiring temps before they bring on full-time work. So again, that's another very important indicator that has to start rising before we see a lot more permanent jobs.
Not a lot of positive signs there. And
no.
Frank, you've been reporting on the human toll of this, interviewing people around Washington, D.C. What are you hearing from them?
It's very tough out there. And keep in mind, Washington is one of the best economies in the United States. We have all this government spending, so it's really insulated to some degree from the worst parts of this recession. Still, when you talk to people, I go to a lot of these employment offices, they're really frustrated. Some people can't pay their rent anymore. They're sleeping on the couches of their children or siblings. Some have been out of work a really long time, and they're worried about losing their unemployment benefits. Also, fighting depression. People are doing a little volunteer work, exercise. But the odds of getting a job right now are really daunting. Now there are about 6 unemployed people for every job opening. So some people feel like they're just sending resumes out into an abyss.
Well, looking ahead, how many more months of job losses do you think we can expect to see?
Well, when you talk to analysts, they expect at least a few more months. They're not certain. And, of course, we've got to get this last month in August, it was 216,000. We've got to get to zero, and that could take a little while. Probably won't see hiring kick back in maybe for another 6 to 9 months, and that's based on sort of historic trends, what we've seen in the past. And that means the unemployment rate will probably continue to rise. I mean, one analyst I talked to this morning with the Economic Policy Institute, that's a labor think tank here in Washington, D.C., she estimated that unemployment would peak next summer probably at about 10.4%. So going forward, the good news is we are probably almost certainly pulling out of this recession. But getting out of it and opportunities for workers are going to be really slow in coming.
Thanks. That's NPR's Frank Langfitt.